Morning Watch, The Grace of God and the Economy of God, Week 4, Grace in Peter's Epistles, Monday, Related Verses, 1 Peter 1 verse 2, Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, and the sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. 2 Peter 1 verse 2, Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. John 1 verses 16 through 17, For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. But on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. Romans 5, verses 17 and 21, For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Verse 21, In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Timothy 1 verse 14, And the grace of our Lord superabounded with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Revelations 22 verse 21, The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Related reading, Peter speaks of the grace that multiplies in the believer's daily life in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus their Lord. In the full knowledge of God and the Lord, the one-fold grace multiplies again and again. Grace is unlimited just as God is unlimited. When we were regenerated, we received God into us, but we had only a small amount of God. Gradually, as God increases within us through the years, we will be weighty with the measure of God. This is because God as grace will be increased in us. The grace of God in his economy is rich, multiplying, and abounding. The riches of God's grace surpass every limitation. These are the riches of God himself for our enjoyment. Furthermore, the grace of God and the gift and grace of Jesus Christ have abounded to the many. In their experience of the grace in God's economy, the believers also receive God's abounding supply of all grace. Today, we have God abundantly supplying us with all grace. We are constantly enjoying God's multiplying grace. This grace is not dead, but living and multiplying. It is being multiplied to us day by day. Paul often uses the expression, grace to you and peace. Peter, however, twice speaks of grace and peace being multiplied. In 1 Peter 1 verse 2, he says, grace to you and peace be multiplied. And in 2 Peter 1 verse 2, grace to you and peace be multiplied in the full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Peter desires not only that grace be with the saints, but that grace be multiplied to them. Have you ever thought about what it means for grace to be multiplied? Have you ever heard of a sermon or message telling you that grace and peace can be multiplied? Most of us may find this expression puzzling. Peter's use of the word multiplied is another illustration of his particularity. In this matter, not even Paul was as particular as Peter, for he never spoke in his epistles of grace and peace being multiplied. The word multiplied indicates that a certain thing is present and that instead of having another of the same thing added, we need what we have to be multiplied. This means that we need the multiplication of the grace we already have. We do not need another grace. What we need is to have multiplied the grace we have already. With the thought of multiplied grace as a base, Peter goes on to speak in 1 Peter 4 verse 10 of varied grace, each one as he has received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God. We all should be good stewards of what Peter calls varied grace, grace in different aspects and of different categories. Peter mentions grace again in 5 verse 10, where he speaks of the God of all grace. Therefore, in 1 Peter, we have four unique expressions concerning grace: grace of life, multiplied grace, varied grace, and all grace. The grace of life is being multiplied in us, then it becomes the varied grace, and eventually, the all grace. As a result, we do not have grace just from one direction, but from many directions. For example, from the heavens and from the earth, from our husband or wife, and from our children. The more children we have, the more aspects of grace we shall experience. If you have four children, you will enjoy grace in four aspects. But if you have more children, you will enjoy more aspects of grace.